knowing the history of the club, Harry Redknapp was a big influence, and speaking to everybody involved in the club, the sort of direction they wanted to go to, and sort of fit my career path really. I want to get to the Premier League, and I think this club is pushing to do that.
What did Harry say then that made you think this is for me?
I'll be honest, he could have said anything, but it's Harry Redknapp. When you speak to him, I grew up a West Ham fan. He was a big influence on my life when I was younger, sort of watching, going over to Upton Park and watching games and where he was managing. So he wouldn't have had to say anything special. Well, I'm not going to go into detail, but as I said, just sort of said where he wants to take the club, his plan, and that was it.
What do you think you'll bring to Birmingham City?
I think I'm a leader. I play with my heart on my sleeve. I'm a winner. And hopefully we keep some clean sheets and I score some goals in the other end as well. I like to play out from the back, and I think that's sort of the direction the manager wants to go in. So hopefully we get some wins and get the results and climb the table.
Obviously, if defenders are doing their job, strikers only need a goal to win a game.
That's it. It's a different culture here to what I was used to at Brentford, whereas we just sort of play to outscore teams rather than keep clean sheets, and that was something that frustrated me. So coming in knowing the importance of clean sheets and being a solid team first and foremost, that's something that I'm excited about and looking forward to being a part of.
You seem an ambitious young man, so he must have convinced you that the club is going somewhere.
Definitely. I want to play in the Premier League as does everybody. I work hard. I'm just your average bloke, but I just work hard. So the club said that they want to get there. They want to be in the top six this season. They've made the signings to back it up, and there was already a good core here anyway, so I don't see why we can't go and do it.
What about your teammates? You've obviously met them now, and they've always seemed to us outside as a bit of a real close group.
Yeah, definitely. You've noticed that obviously there's been 14 out, 14 in, but straight away everyone's at each other, working hard. Training's been really intense. The level, the standard in the training's also been brilliant. So everybody's pushing each other for a shirt, and we're good set of lads with good heads on them, I think, and I think we'll go far.
A group of lads, 14, have come in, as you've just said. Have they looked like they're settling quickly and gelling together quickly?
I don't think there's any time for it to not gel quickly, really. Such is the nature of modern-day football that anybody new comes in, you've got to sort of adapt quickly, get in and show what you're worth, really. So, obviously, the proof's in the pudding on Saturday. We've got to go and play well and perform, and whatever the team is, I'm sure there'll be some new boys in. There may not be. But if you get in that 11, you've got to play to keep the shirt, because there's people pushing you on the sidelines.
You're looking forward to playing if selected?
Oh, definitely, yeah. So that's what you train all week for. That's what you live your life for, to play football matches. And I don't want to sit and not play. So I've got to, if given the chance, I've got to keep it and play well.